The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp.
Nothing like a chimp to liven up a radio show.
Easy there, Gogo. Gogo, no. No, Gogo, no.
No!
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, that's an old intro, because if you listen to the show, you know that Gogo the Chimp is no longer among us. He sadly took his own life some months ago in California.
A suicidal chimp?
Have you ever hung out with Todd Wilkerson?
No.
Yeah, it can drive even a chimp over the edge. Okay, so you, my friend, are Kevin McCullough. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Meg Meeker, who talks about raising kids in a toxic culture. She's fantastic, so don't go away. But I want to keep talking to you about current events. And before we even get to that, I want to touch again on CSI. We're continuing our campaign with CSI. And my goal is to get everybody who listens involved. Everybody can give something.
Right.
And I really mean it. If you can only give $5, folks, please, everybody giving something adds up to a lot. And every $250 frees someone from slavery. Again, hard to believe this is real. We live in a culture, the news does not cover this. Fox News is not talking about this. Nobody's talking about this. So I want to talk about it on this program and make you realize that you can do something about it. Any final thoughts on CSI, Kevin, before we move back to the political stuff?
Well, I just want to make mention that as you were saying that, even when you look at the $250, if you can't do that in one gift, if you can do $25 a month for 10 months, you still effectively save that life. So it's not really, to me, an issue of a financial amount that's a barrier. It's more of a heart issue. And if your heart wants to help, then you can find a way to do that. And if I truly say that, I also advocate for CSI on a local station here in New York, WMCA. And I have the sweetest letters from little old ladies that live in apartments in Queens and Brooklyn that, you know, they're on Social Security and they're very, very limited in what they can spend. And every year they will free a slave, because they see the good that it can do and they know that they're making a difference. So it's really more of what you want to do as opposed to what your excuse is for being capable of doing.
And you can't be cynical. We've all got to do something. There's no perfect organization. We try to find the best that are out there. I guarantee you CSI is one of the very, very best doing stuff that nobody else is doing. You've got to do something. You can't just say, hey, you know what? Everybody's corrupt. Everybody wants my money. If you have that attitude, you're missing out on life itself. They're human beings, no different from you, looking for your help. CSI has heroically stepped into the breach. What they need is some money. We in the West here, we in America, have the ability to help them. So please, I'll give you the phone number again. It's 888-253-3139. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Again, 888-253-3522. Or you can just go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner and the information. We've just got a few minutes left. Kevin, I want to ask you about the situation in Iran. When I see an Olympic athlete defect and renounce the regime, when I see two anchors, TV anchors on Iranian TV, denounce the regime, and you see people out in the streets, you think, whoa, this is something like what happened in 2009. Obama did nothing to encourage those people. Horrible. This president is encouraging those people. This would be the right kind of regime change. And I have to say, I'm hopeful.
Hopeful for what?
Well, the people would rise up. Okay. They've been wanting to do this for 40 years. And it seems to me that this is an opportunity.
Usually when you hear the word regime change, people think of Iraq and they think of
Americans. I said the right kind of regime change, where it comes from within.
And that's exactly the point. When the people of Iran, who desperately love the West and want the same freedoms that that we experience here in America, when they realize that they outnumber the mullahs by many, many thousands, I think that that is exactly what will happen. The problem is the brutality of the regime that's there has got to be on par with some of the most evil regimes that we've ever dealt with. Literally willing to kill hundreds of their own people at any given time if protests get out of hand. And that is what holds the public there in rather tense fear.
Well, the downing of this Ukrainian jetliner, when that happened, I thought, this is like a miracle. This is like you couldn't make it up that here they have been humiliated by the death of Soleimani. Then they launched these limp, rockets into nothing to save face. They claim on the national media, and of course it's parroted by Andrea Mitchell and others on MSNBC, that they killed some Americans. They didn't kill anybody. They didn't intend to kill anybody. They intended to save face. And in the middle of that, like this, the most insane thing, when I heard it, I said, I can't even believe this, that they downed a jetliner full of civilians. A nightmare for any regime, much less a regime like this that is on the ropes financially and hated by their own people. It's the worst thing that could ever happen. And the idea that it happened at this juncture makes me wonder if there isn't a new possibility for the Iranian people, who are good people and who experienced a totally different kind of country before the Shah fell, to rise up.
Well, I think that the hope is that something good can come out of this.
Okay, I can see, Kevin, that you're coughing, so you don't have to answer that question. People cough. Mm-hmm. You're a person. I think of you as a person.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to, before we go to our next guest, just for, while you're here, again, to say that this opportunity at CSI, we've seen an outpouring of generosity on behalf of my listeners like I've never seen before. But that actually encourages me to continue asking and to say, if you've not been part of this, this is historic. We're going to have more than 1,000 people so far freed from slavery in the Sudan. I want everybody to be a part of it. It makes no difference what you give. You will be a part of it no matter what you give. And I say over and over, any amount you give, you're entered into a drawing for a grand prize. There are 5 grand prizes. This is new for January. We've already announced our winners for the previous month. This is all new. Anybody who gives anything, you are entered. And I just want to say that the grand prizes, you get to visit the studio. And, people say the tickets are not transferable. These tickets are transferable. If you win, if you give $25 and you win a visit to the studio and you say, well, I'm not going to get to New York, you can give it to a friend who's going to visit New York and they can come in with their family. Or you can give it to somebody you know who lives near New York who'd like to come in here. I just want to encourage everybody to participate. I want to say again, those of you who give $100, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. That's a commercial-free podcasting. If you don't want to listen to our commercials, great. You can buy Metaxas Super, or you can give $100, which is not much more than we charge for Metaxas Super, to CSI. And it's tax deductible. It goes to the greatest cause imaginable. And you get to listen to this program, you know, when you're doing your chores or running or whatever, no commercials, okay? So we're trying to make it easy for you. I want to encourage you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's the website. You'll see the banner for CSI there. I just want everybody to participate. And I'll give you the number again, because I know there are a lot of people who can call this number right now. When we come back from the break, I'm talking to Meg Meeker. This woman is a hero. You will see. She's an amazing person. But the phone number, if you can dial it now or write it down for any amount, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. It's 888-253-3522. God bless you as you give. Thank you. And Kevin McCullough, thank you for being my guest. We love having you on.
Thanks for having me.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial-free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from Kane 11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes, from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
Don't you feel it growing day by day? People getting ready for the moon. Some are happy, some are sad. Oh, we gotta let the
music. I'd love to let the music play when it's that kind of music, but I can't because I'm doing a radio talk show and I've got a great guest in my hand right now. I have a book, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. That's the story of my life. I don't know about you. Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, 11 Steps to Keep Her Happy, Healthy, and Safe. The author is Meg Meeker, Dr. Meg Meeker. We've had her on the program before, and she joins us right now via Skype. Meg, you look terrific, and you look like you're sitting in a set. That is not your real kitchen, is it?
That is my real kitchen. You know, I grew up in New England, and I said, if I have to live in the Midwest, I want my home to feel like New England. So.
Okay, but let me tell you something, Meg. On behalf of all the mothers whose kitchens aren't as clean as yours currently is, you're just making them look bad, and I resent you on their behalf. That's the most beautiful kitchen. People who can see this, it's, like, so beautiful. Okay, look, I'm not here to embarrass you. Actually, that's not true. I tried it. That's my love language. I want to embarrass my guests. But your book just came out. This is a huge, huge, important topic to me personally, and I gather to most of the people listening. Raising a strong daughter in a toxic culture. You've spent 30 years practicing pediatric and adolescent medicine, counseling teens and parents, and I can go on and on with your credentials. But let's talk about this. Raising a strong daughter in a toxic culture. Okay, how?
Yeah. Well, that's what the book is really all about. I think first and foremost, a lot of parents are afraid. You know, someone will say their third grader comes home and Jimmy wants to be called Jennifer and they don't know what to do. You know, their fourth grader's on a diet. They don't know how much social media is okay for kids. So what I do in the book, and I really did it to respond to the hundreds of letters that I get from parents saying, help, help, help. I'm going to say, okay, let's take each problem at a time and we'll help you sort of navigate it. But I think that one of the big problems that parents are making, or the big mistakes parents are making, is they're allowing their kids to live on a level that's too superficial. I have 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds who are excellent soccer players, grade A students, but they have no idea why they're alive. And if kids don't know that, they're going to become depressed and anxious and so on and so forth. So I open the book saying, parents, let's take your kids deeper. Let's give them some roots. Let's teach them who they are. And I talk about the four existential questions every child has. Now, it sounds a little heady, but these are what kids really need to know. And if they know these and their parents teach them these, then they're going to fare really well in life. And I think that parents are afraid. And so they cave to what's going on in the culture, or they're afraid and they go, I don't know what to do. They're like deer in the headlights. I don't know what to do, so I won't do anything. So I say, let's start at the beginning, and then let's take each problem as it comes. And even though it sounds like a negative title, I'm a very hopeful, optimistic problem solver for parents.
Well, you know, it's funny. As I listen to you talk, I think, as usual, when I'm dealing with you, I think, amen, 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 amen. What you're saying is precisely true. I've said it a million times. I mean, I came to faith late in life. And once I realized why I'm on the planet, what the point of my life is, who I am, where I come from, where I'm going, everything else falls into place. You could have the worst problems and you have answers for those problems. And so I think I've seen a lot of parents, they care so much about their kids' grades. They care so much about their kids' athletic stuff. And I think, hey, you know what? Those are not unimportant, but compared to what I'm talking about here, they actually are unimportant, because you can have perfect grades and go to a great university like I did and graduate not knowing the meaning of your own life and being totally lost. And I'm grateful to God that I got lost quick, because sometimes people get a successful career and they sail along and they don't get really lost until they're in their 40s or their 50s. And then it's just that much more dramatic. So I really agree with you that letting kids understand that their value, that God loves them unconditionally, that you love them unconditionally, is more important than all of these other accomplishments. But we live in a culture where even people of faith seem somehow to miss this.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm trying to speak loudly. You know, it's really important. I've been doing this a long time. But what I'm seeing in parents, and I don't want to go back to the roots of it. I went to Mount Holyoke College in the 70s, so I know feminism really well. But what's happened is we've morphed into a culture where Christian parents, non-Christian parents, it doesn't matter. Our goal is to help our kids be successful. And we define success as getting them to perform well at a whole lot of stuff.
Right.
So that they create a great portfolio. So they go on to a great college or a great job. And then they have a family and they reproduce the cycle. But what we're seeing is kids are miserable. And kids see right through this. And what kids really want from their parents is to say, wait a minute. You know, where did I come from? Why do you love me? You know, I had an elite athlete recently who was afraid to stop swimming because she really, she's 20 years old, really, truly afraid her parents weren't going to love her anymore because her whole relationship centered around her excellent swimming. So what I'm saying, parents, you got to get off the crazy train. If you want to do something to really help your kids avoid anxiety and depression and, you know, and looking for their identity through social media, which is exactly what girls do, you've got to have a backbone. You've got to be willing to live counterculturally. And I'm telling you, your kids will thank you. So really what my job is to strengthen parents to do what they know they want to do, but they're afraid to do it.
What do you think parents can do? In other words, it seems to me that the difference between when you and I grew up and today is it really is dramatic. I mean, every generation is different, but there is something about the accessibility to everyone of that phone thing, which really kind of cuts the parents out of the equation. It's an amazing thing. It never existed before. You know, most parents like me felt a compulsion to get my daughter a phone because, you know, we want to keep track of her and we want to, you know, it starts like that. And the next thing you know, she's lost in a world that no one can possibly stay on top of that totally. So what are your suggestions there?
Well, I think the whole issue really with cell phones is that kids are allowed to live in their private world. So there's a lot that goes on in that world that you don't know about. Now you should have access to everything. But what parents need to know is they have the power. So I really encourage parents to spend more face-to-face time with their kids and really dial down on the time their kids are on the phone. And, you know, the average parent spends about 35 to 45 minutes per day with their kid. And then average kids spend about 8 hours a day in front of a screen. That's not okay. Begin to shift the balance. You know, on the weekends, have breakfast with your daughter on a Saturday morning. You know, go for a walk Saturday afternoon or a Sunday. What kids crave is more face-to-face time with their parents, and then increase that and then dial down on the social media. You're not going to get rid of it. I mean, you're not going to get rid of your phones. But what parents can do is really spend more time with their kids. And the problem is that's where I'm seeing parents are not spending enough time with their kids. They're busy. They're doing stuff. They're running their kids all over to Kingdom Come in the evenings. And I'm like, parents, that doesn't matter. So stop it. You know, let each child have one extracurricular activity per semester. That's it. And so that you can spend more time at home as a family. Because believe it or not, here's the cool thing that happens in a kid's mind. say, Eric, if you took, you know, one of your kids once, you know, one weekend out of the month to breakfast on a Saturday morning, and you did that consistently, and then you stopped for a few years, that child would grow up to tell all of her friends that every Saturday, every year, her dad took her out to breakfast. So the time that we spend with our kids expands in a child's eyes. So, and that's what gives kids a real sense of significance and value, is face-to-face time with mom and dad. And that is going to really hold them and keep them on the straight and narrow when they're on their phones. So more time face-to-face time with a kid doesn't need to be expensive, doesn't need to be a long time. And then less time on their phones, and come up with a schedule for your phones. I mean, I think every parent should have screen-free time in the evenings, you know, and that includes mom and dad. Everybody puts their screens down for half an hour. And at first it'll be very uncomfortable because people won't know what to do with each other, but you'll find that your kids start to love that. So, you know, take charge, come up with a reasonable schedule, and you're in charge. And remember, parents, the phone is yours, not the kids.
This is so beautiful to hear, so important. I'm glad we've got more time with you. So, folks, don't go away. Meg Meeker, MD, is the author of Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. I recommend it. Don't go away. Is it gone?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. House has voted this afternoon to send two articles of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate and approved its House managers. The president charged with abuse of power over disputed conversations and interactions with Ukraine. House Speaker Pelosi scheduled to sign the House's resolution later today. The U.S. and China have signed an initial trade deal. It's aimed at easing economic tensions and helping U.S. farmers. In Hawaii, three people in custody after military officials say they found a live mortar round in their vehicle at a gate at Pearl Harbor Military Base. Tennessee's McGee Tyson Air National Guard Base was on lockdown after receiving reports of shots being fired. That lockdown has ended and is being reported now as a misunderstanding. There were no reports of any injuries. This is SRN News.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out.
Like endless rain into a paper cup, they slither wildly as they slip away across.
Does anybody know what those lyrics mean? If you do, get back to me. Hey, folks, I'm talking to the author of a book. I wish I had a copy of that book. Oh, there it is, Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture by Meg Meeker. Folks, it doesn't really get more important than this. Meg Meeker, thank you for writing Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture and all your other books. You were just talking about social media. What do you think about the idea that sometimes there are phones like at the dinner table? I'm always stunned if people haven't been able to establish that we don't do that here. Do you see that?
Oh, I see it all the time. My daughter's a school teacher. She teaches high school, and it drives her crazy that kids, she tells them no phones, no phones, but they're there studying. If you go to a restaurant, just look around at how many kids are sitting there playing a game or on their phone and their parents are having the conversation. Stop it. Parents, take control. You know, parents are so afraid to take charge of their kids because they don't want to hurt their feelings. They don't want their kids to get upset. They don't want, you know, a knockdown drag out. Quick story. When my son was in high school, we said no video games. I mean, I was the meanest mother in the entire world. I said, oh, well, you know, no video games. We butted heads for months. It was miserable. Finished high school, went off to college, said, I'm going to buy an Xbox. I said, okay, but if your grades go down, we're not going to pay your tuition. Came home from college in the spring, and he said, I just made a couple hundred dollars. I said, how? And he said, I sold my Xbox. He said, Mom, when I got to college and I saw these kids sitting in dark rooms playing all these video games, it made me sick. And so here's the whole thing. If we don't teach our kids how to pull away from screens, they are not going to ever learn how to control them. And our job as parents is to teach our kids how to control their behavior and their actions. If we never insist that they do it, they won't. So it's incredibly rude. I've had friends that I've been having lunch with and they answer their phone. And I think that is so rude. You don't need to take that call. So teach your kids to put down the stupid phone, because what they need is a conversation with you. And any parent can have a conversation with their kids.
It's an amazing thing. I coined a phrase when we were driving as a family, my wife and daughter and I. My daughter is very strong-willed. And it's just a funny thing because, you know, she doesn't have a brother or sister to fight with. So she, you know, she's got the phone and whatever. And I said, hey, this car time, like when we're in the car, you know, we're not in the car for 7 hours. I said, car time is our time. And we laugh because it's such a stupid phrase, but it says exactly what I want to communicate. Car time is our time. We are going to spend time talking in the car. What are we going to talk about? I don't care. And by the way, if you don't learn how to talk when there's nothing to talk about, you're going to struggle for the rest of your life. And I think that, you know, it's kind of funny, Meg, because I go global and I think it's about the free market, right? In other words, we all think, hey, the free market is great. But no, the free market, like democracy, and I've written about this, unless you have a virtuous people in the system, it can go wrong. The free market can give you better porn and better drugs and whatever you want, it will give you. And it's given us phones, which in many ways you can see how the free market has delivered this spectacularly convenient blah, 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 blah. But the downside is it has taken control of our lives. And so now we have to step up. And I think it's happening across culture, which is why I'm so glad to be talking to you, that people are realizing we actually have a big problem. It is just you can look in any direction and this problem extends in that direction.
Yeah, it really does. And the interesting thing, Eric, is that I've never met a parent who wants their kid on their phone. Every parent will say, you know, I just can't stand it. All the kids in her class have a phone. And so I had to get her a phone. And I said, why don't you do this? And I have a young group of moms trying this as an experiment. Why don't you find two or three other moms in the class who say, we're not going to let our daughters go to school with their phones. And I will tell you what will happen. The other parents who are letting their kids go to school with their phones are going to be embarrassed and feel a little ashamed, and it'll start to grow. And this is what's really important, because parents need to understand, Yeah, social media screens have a lot of power, but it's nothing compared to parents. So they need, like you said, to have safe times that are protected from phones, where parents aren't using phones and kids aren't using phones, dinner table, bedtime, you know, no phones in the bedroom. Parents say, well, she needs an alarm clock. Buy her an alarm clock. You know, parents come up with all these excuses. Well, I had to because, and yet none of them want to do it.
Buy her an alarm clock. That's funny. Isn't that funny? Like what it's like, you know, $15 alarm clock could solve that problem. It's hilarious, Meg. I mean, it's just, you know, you're one of my heroes because you're saying things that are so exactly correct and so important right now. You know, when you say, just say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do this, whatever. I think people need to hear that. They need to get permission from someone like you to say, no, that we're not going to do that here. Phones at the table, no phones at the table. Like, what do you mean? No phones at the table, period. Like, that's it. It's rude. Also, I think part of the problem, part of the equation is parents also, we've lived in increasingly kind of sloppy egalitarian culture where rules, we have less and less rules. And so the idea of being rude exists less and less. I mean, I think we need to bring that back and say, excuse me, that is rude. You know, to not look someone in the eye when you shake their hand, to have a phone at the table, to pick up the phone when you're having, these things are rude. You need to learn that they're rude, that, you know, we don't do those things. We're going to be right back talking to Meg Meeker. The book is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. Very excited to continue the conversation with Meg Meeker. Stick around. Albert, I want you to do me a big favor. Would you pretend that I'm a very close friend?
Oh, sure.
Okay. So I'm someone you could really trust to give you good advice. Just pretend.
Okay.
So if you could do that, let me ask you, what have you stopped doing in your life that you enjoyed because of aches and pains that you've been experiencing in your feet, legs, maybe your neck or back? Could it be simply from aging, exercise, everyday living? Now, by the way, this is not just for you, Albert. It's for everybody. But the point is, are you going to procrastinate and not consider Relief Factor, even though thousands of people who took my advice, including family members, are taking it every day. Now, look, this Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor, they know a lot of people are skeptical at first, and I was too. That's why they have dramatically discounted the three-week quick start pack to only $19.95. Normally, it would cost $64.95.
Wow.
They did that because they're convinced if you try it, it'll work and you'll order more. Go to relieffactor.com, get the quick start pack for $19.95, or call 800-500-8384. Honestly, it works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free, 100% chemical-free, totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code PEST20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Hey there, folks. I am talking to Meg Meeker, who is in her kitchen in Traverse City, Michigan. Nicest kitchen I've seen on Skype ever. Let me just tell you, Meg, I want to ask you, first of all, is there a website where my audience can find you?
Yes, meekerparenting.com. And it's just chock full of things. I answer questions, blogs, podcasts, everything. So, my heart is really helping parents, because I realized many years ago, if I wanted to help the kids, I got to help the parents. And that's what I do on my website, meekerparenting.com.
Meekerparenting.com. And of course, the book is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. You've written a number of other equally important books. And what was the 30-day challenge? I'm trying to remember that one.
That really came out of my Strong Father, Strong Daughters book, which is still quite a big seller. And really what I wanted to do there is challenge dads to do something every single day to grow closer to their daughters. And the cool thing about that was that, you know, daughters are aching for it. And so I really wanted to help dads understand, you know, my daughter wants me to grow closer to her. So I just put out a challenge every day.
I love that. Okay, so that was your other book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. You've got a book, The 10 Habits of Happy Mothers. You have another book, I love the title, Boys Should Be Boys. So many times people say boys will be boys. You say boys should be boys.
I think we need another edition now, particularly in this day and age.
Yeah. Well, I really, I wish you'd write that as soon as possible, because all of these things are at the very heart of all of our lives. There's just no question. This isn't some extra thing. Almost everyone is dealing with what you're talking about. And if we get this right, a lot else follows. This is really at the heart of everything. And I love what you talk about. It's not just a how-to, but you deal with what we call the existential questions. Who am I? Why am I here? Why do I have value? What gives me value? If you settle that, boy, other stuff will follow dramatically. Talk about that, because I think a lot of times young women especially, they get their value from social media, from whether boys look at them. Why would they be looking in those directions for value?
Well, because it's a question that sits deep in the deepest part of the human person and a young girl, even in a five-year-old, and a 10-year-old. They're desperate to know where to come from, where to come from, mom and dad. And parents go, oh, I need to have the talk. That's not what she's asking. She's asking, am I here on purpose? Am I in the family for a reason? And then sort of talk to them. You're not a mistake. You're not here by accident. You're here in our family for a reason. And my job as your mom and dad is to help you figure out that reason and help you get on the path to fulfillment. And, you know, why am I important to you, mom and dad? Why do I have significance? And this is where parents go wrong. They jump on the crazy train with all the other parents. Okay, what are you good at? You know, gymnastics. Are you good at soccer or hockey or your grades, piano, whatever? And they miss it. And I can't tell you how many times I've had kids who are 18, 19 years old sit in my office and say, no one pays any attention to me, and I don't know who I am. Well, and they mean it in the deepest sense. So parents need to teach their kids by talking to them, by showing them. Even if you sit in a closet the rest of your life, 8-year-old, I will love you no matter what. Now, if you want to go off and play soccer, great. If you want to be an elite athlete, great. But to me, your value is in the fact that you're my daughter. And then the other one is there a moral code? You know, kids want a moral code. They want a plumb line. Now, we've thrown it out, just like we threw out God. But it's intuitive to a child to know what's right and what's wrong, mom and dad. And they feel this. And when we don't affirm what is good and what is bad, what is evil and what is good, kids feel crazy. They feel like, well, I'm not judging the world right because what I feel is bad. Mom says is really okay, so I must be crazy. And then the final question is, where am I going? You know, where am I going to be when I'm 18 or 30? And then ultimately, where do I go when I die? And we can't not sell kids short, because even 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds need to understand that their parents see them, they want them, and their value is so much deeper than coloring a nice picture at the kitchen table.
That it's a funny thing. Again, you know, I've seen this in my life growing up and then in raising our daughter, how parents, many parents, put a lot of value on grades. For me, it was grades. I got great grades. But then what happens, you know, if you don't get a great grade, or what happens when the grades are over and you're in real life? Now, where do you get your value from? It really is vital that parents and kids understand a loving God who sent his son to die for you loves you so much that if you just caught a little bit of it, it would blow your mind. You'd be on the floor weeping. That God who loves you has a plan for your life, and it's about living that out. It's about knowing him and living that out. And everything else is ancillary, to put it mildly. And so I really think when people talk about my daughter's really pretty, or my daughter's really smart, or my daughter's doing really well in school, or she's going to get, well, I go, that's nice, but what about her soul? 10 years from now, does she understand why she is here, what she's doing on the planet? Because I'll tell you what, it's tough to have a marriage if you don't get that right. You know, you can have all this other stuff. And I've seen people with all the other stuff not get this stuff, and life is miserable.
They're miserable. And you and I both know professionals that made a lot of money, and they're miserable. They're miserable. You talked about, why do girls want to go to social media? Because it feels good. Girls who don't have a deep sense of who they are in their family, who they are to God, want desperately to be affirmed. So they go to social media, which is really addictive for girls, and they want to see, are people seeing me? Do they like me? Do they like my hair? Do they like my face? But ultimately what happens, it's a show-off zone, it's a comparison zone, is that they feel badly about themselves, because it doesn't take long for one person to say something negative.
Right.
And then it snowballs. I had a beautiful 17-year-old girl come into my practice after being released from the hospital from swallowing a bottle of Tylenol. Why? Because she said she just felt so badly about herself.
I want to come right back to that final segment with Meg Meeker. Folks, don't go away.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House of Representatives has approved the trial managers chosen by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Bernie Bennett has details from Capitol Hill.
The yeas are 228, the nays are 193.
Congresswoman Diana DeGette reading the vote tally that approves Speaker Pelosi's list of seven managers as the impeachment trial moves to the Senate. Speaker Pelosi set the stage.
And so here we are today with the articles of impeachment about to be transmitted to the United States Senate.
Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the circumstances are dubious at best.
The idea of withholding a sloppy impeachment case to force the Senate to change its rules is constitutionally and politically unheard of.
Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Three people in custody after military officials say they found a live mortar round in their vehicle at the gate at the Pearl Harbor military base in Hawaii. The Dow up 91 points. The NASDAQ is down fractionally. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I am talking to Meg Meeker. You can find her at meekerparenting.com, meekerparenting.com. The new book is Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture. Meg, you were just telling us, and I want you to continue. You said a young woman who had lost all hope. Just to expand on that a little bit.
17-year-old, and I mean beautiful. And if you would look at her life from the outside, you'd think, wow, what a kid. She's got everything all together. She swallowed a bottle of Tylenol, went into the hospital, came out, and I saw her right after she came out of the hospital. And I said, what's going on? And she said, to tell you the truth, you know, some kids were really making fun of me on social media, and it hurt so badly. I just said, I can't take this anymore. And she ended up trying to commit suicide. And so I said, okay, well, here's what we need to do. And I came up with a whole plan for her. And I said, one of the things we need to do is get you off social media. She exploded. I can't. She was addicted to social media, the very thing that was driving her down. We have beautiful studies to show that the amount of time that you spend on social media directly related to your risk for depression. And I get it, because girls are trying to feel like and accepted and cool, but it doesn't work. It doesn't satisfy. It's like so many things you were talking about. You know, being an elite athlete doesn't satisfy. Making a lot of money doesn't satisfy. It's the deep stuff that satisfies. And that's what I'm trying to pull parents back and say, pay attention to this. Set your kids' roots really deep in this. Meet their fundamental needs. You know, great parenting is simple, but it's hard. You know, the simple, the good stuff is really hard. And so I'm really asking parents to shift their parenting paradigm, turn it upside down. Think more about expressing to your kids that they have value to you, spend more time with them, and worry less about the birthday parties and the, you know, I mean, themed birthday parties that just drive me crazy. But anyway, and all this other fluffy stuff that your friends are doing with their kids, you know, because that's what your kids want. They really want to know. You know, I want to know from my husband that he loves me, not because I write books and not because I practice pediatrics, but just kind of me. And that's exactly what our kids want from us.
Well, that's the thing, too. I mean, as a Bible believer, For me, the definition of love, love is a choice. It's not a feeling. I choose to love people. It has nothing to do with what they can do for me or how pretty they look. That's all nice stuff. But I choose to love. And I think our kids need to understand that I have chosen to love you. Nothing can change that. Absolutely nothing. This stuff is so important. I think the phone stuff, it's where we've really come to an odd moment in the culture, Meg. We've just got seconds left here. But I'll just repeat my mantra that I say when I'm in the car. Car time is our time. That's the law. It's a law. No phones at the table. These are just the beginnings. There's so much in your book. I'm so grateful for you and for all you do. The book, folks, is called Raising a Strong Daughter in a Toxic Culture, 11 Steps to Keep Her Happy, Healthy, and Safe. And there are tons of other books and resources at MeekerParenting.com. That's MeekerParenting.com. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Meg Meeker, thank you so much.
Thank you, Eric.